But hey, we're taking a break. We got a ton more Tech Vibe coming your way. That's a metric ton. It's a lot of Tech Vibe. You may not be able to handle it, but give it your best. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about the Tech Council by going to pghtech.org. Welcome back. So glad you are spending time with us here on Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Audrey, another Friday night. And I'm like, wow, man. Hanging out with some pretty cool people tonight. Having some fun, talking about all the cool things happening in Pittsburgh's tech sector. We have Paul Kuznesny from Method Automation hanging out with us. Paul.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man? How you doing tonight?
Good. Doing great.
What are you up to these days?
So we're doing a lot of different things. So we've got a couple products that are coming out.
Yeah.
One for the legal space and one for the federal space.
Huh.
So what does that mean?
So we do business process automation.
Mm-hmm.
Workflow. We get the right information to the right people at the right time.
Make it look easy. Like, these are things that people take for granted.
Sure. I mean, you know, every process, every bit of time is money, right?
Exactly.
So we try to create a very efficient process to save these companies money, because obviously these pennies add up to millions of dollars in some cases.
Exactly.
So for our budget program, for example, it's a program that goes out for, say, the FDA uses this program. It goes out and takes each section of the congressional budget, and it sends it out to all of the people that would actually formulate that budget within that government department. It also integrates with Oracle.
I'd like
Hyperion
to get my
financials.
Hands on that.
Yeah, so it's fantastic. And what it does is it goes out and it goes through its own approval process in each section. So it actually starts about 900 different workflows. And then they're all managed, so they've got kind of like a controlled dashboard. They can see where they're at in the process.
It's like Rocket Mortgage.
It is very much like Rocket Mortgage, just on an industrial scale, if you will.
Wow.
So
that is what you do and what you actually deliver. So you install that. You actually help the companies create their own, I don't want to say customizations, but...
Sure, it's a customized workflow.
Right.
You know, we're adapting that workflow to how you guys do business. So we've done this for a couple different government agencies who do it very differently, one from the other.
Right.
But no longer are they passing around in an email, a Word document, and 900 different versions of that Word document.
It's so much more fun doing it that way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Job security.
I love like knowing status and knowing... who's read it and knowing if they're in maybe mode.
Absolutely. And there's certain people within that organization whose job is not to do a budget 2 months out of the year. But that's what they were spending on it prior. So we were saving close to, I think it was something like 60,000 man hours of budget
or
formulation process. Or woman hours.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, person hours,
right.
As a matter of fact.
Person hours. Exactly.
You know, but you think about, you know, all the emails that were lost or the changes that somebody made that they had to redo because they lost those changes.
And just the amount of errors that can come from that. Afterwards.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah. I am such a believer in this stuff. I know that there are people who are like, oh, but that was my job. It's like, no, your job now is to be much more of a critical thinker.
Correct.
Not just a person who's passing and stamping and checking.
Absolutely. So now, you know, one of the other things that we do is we do integration. So we integrated this budget tool with Oracle Hyperion Financials.
Really, with Hyperion. So the business intelligence could be extracted out of that.
So it's actually directly connected. So we could actually put tags in the document to say, you know, this is the word 5 billion, or it's the actual number spelled out.
Right.
And then at the moment they hit a button at the very end of this entire workflow, they hit a button and it actually creates the congressional budget that they walk up to Capitol Hill.
That is amazing. That's
it's
so cool.
Literally, it's one document. So when they hit that button, it used to take months. And people
exactly.
to do this. They hit a button, it actually can publish it out to their website.
That's cool.
Really?
And they walk it up.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. They can
that's
even
really
export
cool.
sections
but
out to their congressmen.
With small companies too?
Yes. So it's, you know, medium to large size companies. Most of our clients are
what is
Fortune
medium?
100.
Yeah. What
yeah,
exactly
what is medium?
Medium in your eyes?
So medium for us is, you know, 100 to 150
okay.
employees, I think is.
That's medium to us too.
Yeah.
Sometimes people say medium is like 10,000. I'm like, whoa.
No.
That's super large.
No, to me, that's an enterprise.
Okay.
Right? That's
yeah.
a much larger.
Okay. So if like 100 people, that's our sweet spot at the PTC. Many of our members, they're like, you know, in that 80 to 120, you know, folks on the ground.
Yeah, and you know, as a small company ourselves today, you just have to learn how to do more with less, right? You have mm-hmm. to use you only have so much time in a day, right? And unless you want to work Saturdays and Sundays.
We like that.
So we like to streamline our processes. I like to go play golf on Saturday. That'd be great. But streamlining those processes and giving that time back to your employees to do the jobs they were originally hired to do, like you said.
I think as Audrey says, to be critical thinkers, not just marking stuff up, but using that time to actually think things through more and have new ideas.
Correct. There's a big initiative right now for robotic programming.
RPA.
Yeah. And so one of the challenges with that, and it's funny because I just heard a story not too long ago where some of the auto industries had automated building all these cars, and there's tons of automation. But what they found out is they had like 20% less patents that they were filing a year. And the reason is because you took the human element out of it. So that critical thinker, that person who was...
Yeah, so now they have those industrial robots. They're not ascertaining where the opportunity is.
Exactly. So they've actually added people back into the mix because those were the source of the patents. They were able to solve the hard problems, which then turned into patents. So I don't think you can ever remove...
That's a great example. I'm going to steal that from you. I'll give you credit.
No.
She will use it wherever she goes.
Remember, the first one's always free.
Oh, what's the second one going to cost?
Oh, spoken like a true salesperson. That's really cool. So these, and what are all the processes? We just talked about plant floor processes and stuff. What are the other processes that can be integrated?
So some of the more normal things. So obviously we integrate with things like Office 365, which is very very popular platform right
now.
So SQL, Oracle, Microsoft Exchange.
Wait, who do you not integrate with?
So the only thing we don't integrate right now with the Xbox. We haven't done anything with that or PS2.
Well, quit slacking and get on to that. Come on.
So one of the cool things that we've really incorporated into all of our workflows right now is texting as part of the process.
Oh, wow.
So now you can manage your text.
Crazy.
Move the processes along through a texting bot.
You should use Audrey as a test case.
And you've got some secure strategies in there?
Correct. So we've actually created like hashes for all of the text messages that go out. So there's actually an embedded security. So you can't spoof somebody else's text.
Because that would be what I would do.
Approving your vacation request.
Exactly.
So you asked that. Everybody's
off for the month.
And nobody gets a paycheck.
Those are just normal fun things.
So you talked about other processes. So some of the big ones for us are vacation requests, which we call out of office. Because you could be out of the office not only on PTO, but you could just be traveling to a conference.
Right, or a client.
Correct. So you've got all of these different kind of scenarios. It could be a maternity leave. It could be a family leave act. Mm-hmm. So we kind of rolled this.
Could be a soccer game.
You're leaving early that day. But at least people know where you're at within the organization. So we built a workflow for out of office, right?
Oh, that's cool.
That
interfaces with Office 365?
Office 365, so you have your kind of unified calendar so you can see what's going on there. And then also you're getting a text message. So if it's someone that reports to you, it's easy to get drowned in email, right? So obviously we have the ability with our workflows where you can just respond to an email to approve a vacation request. You get all the information there. But people are about 90% more apt to respond to a text message than they are an email.
Totally. I'm that way, aren't you?
Oh, 100%.
So when you get that email or when you get that text message, bing, you're going to look at it. Whether you want to or not, it's just it's
reflexive.
A reaction.
You
now,
feel
it.
Right? You're like, wait, approved. Yeah.
So now I can just go, approve. I can see all of the information of who requested it, what they're requesting, when they're requesting it for.
And it's keeping track of this all the way along.
Absolutely.
So you can always look at a history of it and
correct.
See what's going on.
So we call it our smart hook.
Powerful. Yeah. Super powerful stuff.
So it's now you're kind of never disconnected, if you will, but we're also looking at different avenues and methods to make sure that you're getting the right information at the right
definitely.
Time.
Remind our listeners, we're talking to Paul Konecny from Method Automation. You guys are working on some super powerful stuff. I mean, I wish we could integrate some of this into our office space, just being able to keep track of stuff and be able to keep...
I know. I really like
flows
it.
Flows working. Like, I don't know. To me, it's just like, that's what makes businesses just hum.
I know. It's great.
And being able to do that to me is just like, wow, that could be life-changing for a company.
Well, we're using K2 Black Pearl, which is our workflow platform. And what we say is... Anytime you invest your money and your dollars in a workflow platform that can do all of these types of integrations, you want to be able to show your management, your team, the people who are making that investment success right away, right? So what we do is we take our out-of-office solution that we use personally, And we will give that to you for free.
Really?
As when you actually buy K2.
Okay.
And what that does is there might be some customizations, like you guys maybe have a different process of how a vacation request gets done and then how those hours get deducted from your HR system, right? So those might be some small modifications, but we'll come in and make those for you.
You can make those connections, tailor it up, and then boom, it's working according to your process.
But instead of waiting 3 months, you now have a process in production in a couple days.
Very, very cool. We've got a couple minutes left. You've been building this company for a while here in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
What's it been like growing a company that's offering these types of solutions?
It's been really exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, we're doing it in an area like New Kensington, which is, you know, a very depressed area.
Is it?
Yeah. And Penn State has done a great job.
The corner, yeah.
With the corner, mm-hmm. just doing some amazing stuff. And it's really starting to gain some traction.
We need 20 more of you out there.
That's great.
Ken.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Wouldn't
it? I would love to see another tech company, come and kind of share that space with us.
Calling all tech companies. New Ken wants you.
Yeah. I mean, the real estate, you know, you can buy a building for $5,000 to $10,000 still now. Talking to the city of New Kensington, they have a theater there that they're selling for $1.
What? For a buck? Only $1 million worth of asbestos removal coming our way, but yeah, it's a deal.
Wow.
Well, and again, it's critical, like as a startup,
right.
if you can find a decent space that you can make
really great.
Your own.
Definitely.
Right.
And last question of the day, your website so people can learn more about you. Where's the best place to go?
www.method-automation.com.
Yeah.
And check us out there. And then we've also got another legal product that's for new business intake called Matter 360.
Great.
And that's out there as well.
Perfect.
And that's a pre-canned solution for all of your legal, new business intake, conflict check type scenarios.
Check it out when you hit the site. All out of time. So happy to be hanging out with you tonight, Paul.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Great seeing you guys again.
Thank you.
We're taking a quick break. We're coming right back, Audrey. This is Jonathan Kirstein.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about us.